What's the most authentic Indian dish you ever tried? And did it meet your expectations?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I remember my first authentic Indian meal was butter chicken, especially combining with garlic naan. So
What's the first street food you ever tried in India and how was it?
I don't remember specifically which one was the first, but the one that surprised me more was pani puri.
I love it.
Yes, I mean,
every girl in India loves pani puri.
Yeah, but I especially like the sweet one. I like the crispiness and the sweet, how you combine it, and crispy with creamy and taste of texture, so it's really great.
Was there anything in particular, like daily life stuff, which was difficult for you to adjust with?
First thing that came to my mind, it would be the payment method. I have to always
use cash.
But sometimes I have 200 or 500 and they don't have the change, so I cannot buy.
Okay, so did you find any solution to that?
Learn from friends.
Hey people, welcome back to another episode of PowerPod Season 2. Today I'm very happy to have a very special guest with me. Thank you so much, Stephen, for joining me.
You're
here.
Welcome.
How do you feel?
I'm pretty happy. I mean, I will have the opportunity to share what have been my experience so far this 4 months. So pretty happy to be here with you, sharing my experience.
Okay. So coming up, my first question. What's the most authentic Indian dish you ever tried? And did it meet your expectations?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I remember my first authentic Indian meal was butter chicken. And it was really great to, for example, feel that it was very soft chicken. The sauce was really, really tasty because you use raw ingredients. That's why it's really difficult to actually, if I want to make it in Paraguay, it will be difficult to duplicate. Why? Because you use, for example, the seed coriander, seed pepper, but we usually don't, it's not as accessible as here, of course. So it has a really deep, tasty or authentic flavor. So
you usually use powder?
Yeah, powder. Ah. So it's not the same because usually you start frying that seed, so it has a strong flavor in the oily, for example, in the oil.
Okay, so it has become your bestest dish ever.
Yes, I will say, especially combining with garlic naan. So
that's fab. I am a vegetarian, but still, I can feel.
Butter paneer.
Yeah, I would relate to butter paneer masala.
Yeah.
So it's great. Did you like try any street vendor dish or anything like that? What's the first street food you ever tried in India and how was it?
The first, I don't remember specifically which one was the first, but the one that surprised me more was pani puri.
I love it.
Yes, I mean,
every girl in India loves pani puri.
Yeah, but I especially like the sweet one because compared with the salty sweet, I prefer the one that have yogurt and pomegranate with the golgape. I know that there are different golgape from different ingredients, but I like the crispiness and the sweet, how you combine it and crispy with creamy and taste, so texture, so it's really great.
So you like the yogurt and pomegranate one?
Yeah, the sweet one.
Okay, so that is, I think, bhalle papri. It's called something bhalle papri. It's not golgappa. Golgappa is those water balls which we went together and then we tasted those water balls. Mm. So they also have sweet and spicy.
Yeah, it was the same store that I tried the salty one and then the sweet one. The same store.
Yeah, right. I actually love golgappa too. So it's my go-to dish too in India. Literally, I would say every girl in India would love golgappa so much.
Yeah, it's great.
So, how is the spice level difference in Indian food versus in, you know, back in your country? And was it like, did you ever face any moment when you were off guarded with the spiciness suddenly?
I mean, if I compare with specific to Paraguay, yes, it's Paraguay, and we usually don't eat spiciness, I mean spicy food, as much as you, and we have a different maybe concept of spicy because usually, and I remember, for example, and I have a foreigner friend that and went to Paraguay and they were asking, hey, can you put the spicy, but we have the concept that, for example, the spicy, if you add pepper, it's enough. But of course, it's not the heat. Like you have chili, etc. A lot of different types of spices.
Green sauce. Chilies, red chilies.
And one time that maybe cut me off is like I remember eating biryani. And it's for me, I mean, I have been maybe different places in India, but especially I will say in Chandigarh, the biryani is more spicy for me. And I don't usually eat my food with curd because for us, or maybe for South American, the yogurt usually you eat as sweet. But you hear the curd is kind of like a yogurt with salty food, so it's for me it's like a little bit weird combination. And usually when you eat biryani, you combine biryani with the curd, so it's not as spicy as it is, right? And I didn't combine it, so it was really, really spicy. And it was maybe, if I remember correctly, it was my second week, and I didn't want to say anything, so I keep just eating it like really, really spicy, so I didn't say anything.
I remember you also went to Hyderabad, no? So did you try Hyderabadi biryani?
I tried.
It's too famous.
Yeah, yeah, I really like it. It was not spicy, it was modern biryani, and it was really great. I mean, it's, I didn't even expect it that it was biryani, because here the biryani have a lot of color, but then and the one that I tried and there it was more mostly white, white. It was not as colorful. But yeah, I really like it.
Okay, makes sense, Stevens, totally. So my next question, what is one Indian dish which you would like to introduce to, you know, your friends or relatives back in your country?
Definitely I will be among two dishes. It will be butter chicken, of course, or karai chicken. But again, it will be difficult to duplicate because you use, again, raw ingredients, etc. Why? Because for example, of course I already talk about butter chicken, but karai chicken was actually really good because you have you put a smoky flavor. It was really, really great. And I will use some of your technique, like how you use the, how you make the food, maybe for example have the smoky flavor for sure. But yeah, I will suggest those two to my friends.
Cool. So how is chicken made back in your country?
It depends. Sometimes, of course, it could be just fried chicken. It can be in the pan, or I mean, we have different type of.
Do you have chicken. Something similar to butter chicken there?
Just kind of like a tomato sauce chicken, but it's not the same because you combine with a yogurt. You have unique and spicy in here, especially, so it will be difficult. But yeah, for sure.
Okay, so Stevens. What's the most, you know, like lovely Indian traditional ritual you found? You also went to one of the marriages, Indian marriages, also in your, you know, 4 months of stay. So any particular traditional ritual you loved the most?
I will say the wedding surprised me a lot, because usually the Western wedding take half a day, like you go to the church. And then you just go to kind of like do a fest with your relative in one day. But here it was 3.5 days almost. Yeah. And it was there was at least 100 or 150 people. It was so like, how can you know so many people and even invite them? It was like really, really great. And for example, I even wore kurta pajama. So it was like, it feel I will say interesting, funny. It was I blended, and I saw so many girls wearing gowns, saris, and a lot of women, and wear so many gold jewelry. I mean, it was so different from what I had as a concept of wedding, and literally 3 days in a row. So it was great. I mean, a great experience. So to be there.
Yeah, actually in India marriages are so much hyped. People dress up and they have actually plans a month ago. And then they're like, I'm gonna wear lehengas, I'm gonna wear... Did you saw anyone wearing a lehenga? It's like a blouse and then a skirt.
So
that's also lehengas, saris, and then gold jewelry is like, of course, premium stuff. So it's like our Indian thing.
It's really great, because so many, what you wear is so different. We usually just wear sweat, and how we can differentiate each other is like maybe the color, or maybe even if you go all the men and wear black sweat, so it's like a normal, but here is so many color for yeah. and so different. So it was great.
Which color did you wear?
It was blue, and blue. Also I think kind of like a white.
Okay. Did you wear that footwear also?
No, no.
We do wear jutis. It's called jutis.
Yeah, I know, no, but.
Okay, Stevens. Was there anything in particular, like daily life stuff, which was difficult for you to adjust with?
I mean, definitely the first thing that came to my mind, it would be the payment method. Why? Because as a foreigner, you can't use Google Pay or Apple Pay.
Mm.
And usually outside India, what is your Google Pay is Google Wallet. So as soon, for example, as I arrived here in the airport, I didn't know that, mm. but all my cards were deleted in the app. And I was like, what's going on? I wanted to pay, but I couldn't because my cards were deleted, right?
Mm.
And then here, for example, I cannot use the Paytm. I cannot scan the QR.
Mm.
And especially here in Mojave, even the street vendor have Paytm.
Yeah.
So if I want, for example, buy a chai or a coffee, something like that, that costs 20 or 25, 30 rupees, I have to always
use cash.
Cash. Mm. But sometimes I have 200 or 500 and they don't have the change, so I cannot buy.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's difficult that part as a foreigner.
Okay. So did you find any solution to that?
Learn from friends.
So between Chandigarh, Hyderabad, Jaipur and Rishikesh, which city, you know, resonated with you the most and which was the one you loved and had great experiences?
I'm not sure if I will use the word resonate, but definitely the city that impressed me more was Rishikesh. Like, I love
adventure
sport, so you can do rafting, skydiving, I mean, literally different type of adventure sport. And there, even if you feel like you want to meditate, there are so many workshops, how to meditate, different type of meditation. Of course, a lot of foreigner, and because of that, there are so many different type of food within that particular city. So, I mean, it was great. So, if I need to choose where to spend more, maybe it would have been Rishikesh for sure.
Okay, all right, Steven. So, how did you navigate transportation in India? Any experiences with rickshaws, trains, buses, public transport?
Yeah, I usually go by Uber or tuk-tuk. So it's been great. Like,
what is tuk-tuk? Please elaborate.
No, I mean, it's kind of like the motorcycle that you don't have windows. So
motorcycle?
Auto, you call it auto here.
Auto.
And so, okay. And also, when I went to Rishikesh and Jaipur, I went to by bus, sleeping bus, and also by train. So, okay. Yeah, it was great. I never went to a sleeping train before.
Seriously?
So, I didn't. So it was funny, but we didn't sleep. We just put the bed upside, and then we start playing different card games. So we never sleep at the end.
Okay, nice. So how do you describe difference between, you know, how strangers interact in India versus back in Paraguay? So
the first difference will be like South American people touch more. In which way? Like, for example, when we meet, even if we're a stranger, we hug and we kiss in the cheek, and so it's like more in touchy way, I would say.
Mm.
And here feel really I wouldn't say awkward, but for example, when I want to say bye-bye and hey, it's like, I just need to use hand and feel like, hey, is there something bad among us? Why we cannot act on that? But of course, it's a different different culture, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah, people in India, they are not very touchy-touchy.
Yeah.
So what surprised you the most about the young culture in India?
I'm not sure if it's only on the young culture, but because I have been in different cities and I meet a lot of people of different background, north, east, west, etc. And it feels like you are moving around different countries. Like you literally pass one block, or in that, for example, I went to Katra. There was no garlic, or you cannot find some different type of food. But in within the same country, those people have different religion, so it always feel like you need to do kind of like your own research before going to a particular city. Otherwise, you will
be
lost.
Very diverse culture. Yes. So that's very true. North Indians, they totally have different culture than South Indians and East, West. So of course it is. Okay, so Stevens, if you could bottle up one Indian culture and you could take it to Paraguay, then what would it be?
Something that I think that is really amazing here is like the way you share food. Of course, in Paraguay we also share food, but here, like for example, when you're going to the restaurant or you're ordering food, we always ask, hey, what do you want, etc. But we know that we will put all the food at the center, and then we will pick each of the dishes, right? It feels really great because you're always sharing. It doesn't matter if you didn't order, you still can eat, and you don't even need to ask for that. And of course in Paraguay we also share, but we still have our own dishes where we don't put that in the middle, so it feels like you're actually a little bit more unit or corporate, etc. So
okay, that's cool. So overall, how was your experience here in India? Just last question.
Yeah, I mean, if I need to answer that,
sum
in
up, yes,
one word, I will say amazing. Like unexpected. Like I find so many different. I mean, our culture are so different. So I'm always learning from your perspective. Like I questioning a lot of, like, in terms of like, hey, and I'm just curious about what do you do, what do you do in this particular holiday and this particular festival, and not only what but why. So I'm trying to understand, or why you don't eat that, why you choose this particular and habit, etc. So it's great to learn from your diversity at the end.
That's actually very beautiful that you're curious about it. So great. Thank you so much for joining me here. It was great talking to you, getting to know your experiences and all those things. I literally love our Golgappe experience also. It was so good back then. So thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you to you. And remember, do like, share and subscribe. Do like, share and subscribe for?
Do like, share and subscribe this video.
Do like, share and subscribe this video.
Also follow Girl Power Talk for more such content. Bye bye.
Bye.
Stevens, most useful Hindi words you know?
The most that I have been using is, for example, anji, nahi, tike, acha, jaldi karo, and then I even know some words like
Oh god.